Be'ez Hashem's book, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in Amos Hilchos Shabbos, the Lord of Shabbos, and the Sefer Zman, the book of designated times, which we discussed a halacha relating to Bishul, but we're going in the order of Erev Shabbos over here. So it's actually regarding starting a malacha or of cooking from before Shabbos, relating to halachas of Shia and Atmana. The Rambam gives a halacha off regarding this starting a malacha from before Shabbos. Mutu lahascha malacha be'Erev Shabbos, a person is permitted to begin the malacha on Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, although it's going to continue finishing up the melacha by itself on Shabbos. Because it wasn't forbidden for us to do a constructive activity, only the essence of the day of Shabbos itself. Melacha is going to be done by itself on Shabbos. We're permitted to get benefit which was done on Shabbos by itself. Halacha based kates at household. So the Ram illustrates. You're allowed to open up the water to come out into the garden Erev Shabbos and Chashecha from before Shabbos, before it gets dark. And it's going to be filling up and watering the field all day, which obviously you cannot do on Shabbos itself, but it's happening by itself. So to Manichim Mugmer Tachas, again, you can leave the incense, the aromatic spices beneath the vessels, they misgabrin beholchen kol Shabbos kula, which they used to give it a good smell, which is prohibited to do on Shabbos, but it'll be happening by itself because you already lit the fire from before Shabbos. So to manichin kilur agava ein, you could put an eye salve, some medicine on top of the eye, or vispalonis agave maka, a bandage on the wound, umisrapim beholchen kol Shabbos kula, it's going to be healing and continuing the whole entire Shabbos, although you can't do that on Shabbos. But you did your action from before Shabbos, and now the benefits is continuing throughout Shabbos. So to v'sheichin diyoy v'samanim im chashecha, you could soak the ink with the herbs before it gets dark. V'insharin b'holchan kol Shabbos kulan, it's going to be soaking the entire Shabbos. V'nosin semelier, you could put the wool into the vat, and v'unin shal pishton, and the bundles of flax latanu into our oven. And v'himishtan v'holchan kol Shabbos kulan, they're changing and they're soaking up either the dye or becoming whiter. It could continue doing that throughout Shabbos. So to parsim mitzudais, you could spread out nets, traps, l'chayu, l'oifus, l'dogim, for the wild animals, the birds and the fish, im chashecha, before it gets dark. V'hin tzad v'holchan kol Shabbos kulan, the malach of tzad of trapping is happening by itself throughout Shabbos. So to v'toyin b'keiris beis abad, you could load up the beans in the olive press, or similarly v'iguli hagas, which are the round stones which are utilized in the wine press, which press on the grapes to extract the wine, im chashecha, before it gets dark, v'amashkin zavim mohochin kol Shabbos kulo, and schita, squeezing out, which is forbidden, it's happening by itself throughout the whole Shabbos. So to madlikin saner, you could light a candle, or a maduro, or a fire, in the air from before it gets night. And continue lighting throughout the entire Shabbos, because the fact that a malach is being done with one's vessels, what's called shvisis kelim, is not a problem if he's not doing anything of an action on Shabbos. Now halacha gimel, however, there is a concern when it comes to a pot of food. There is a concern to start a malach from before Shabbos as a concern that maybe one might come to stoke the coals. That is manichin keder al gabe esh. It's permitted one could place a pot on the fire, a baser batana, or meat in the oven, or gabe gechom or on coals. They must bash l'mahochin kol Shabbos, and it could continue cooking the entire Shabbos. V'chon osu b'Shabbos, and you could eat it on Shabbos, like we said. You started the malacha from before Shabbos. You didn't do anything, although it continues cooking. But the yesh b'davar zeh devar m'shem asum. But there is in this halacha certain things that are prohibited. It's a rabbinic decree shemichata b'gechom b'Shabbos. You might come to stoke the coals, which means you turn it around to heat it up more on Shabbos, as Rambam says, Alocha dal ketzer hasol. So tavshu shle boshel kol tzarka. If you have a dish that wasn't fully cooked yet, or v'chamish lehuchem kol tzarka, with no hot water that wasn't totally hot, totally heated up yet, oy tavshu shle boshel kol tzarka. Even if a dish that was totally cooked, but v'chazman shem itzdamik, the more it gets what's called oiskekach, the more it gets shriveled up, hu yafal, it's actually good, makes it better. The overnight kugel, some things get better. Eimashin oisek abeish b'Shabbos, that you not let leave on the fire on Shabbos, af b'shonach b'b'yam, although you put it on the fire from before, when it was still daytime on Friday. Yuzerish b'mechata b'kacham, because you might come to stoke the coals, k'tei l'hashim b'shuli, to finish up, the cooking's not fully cooked, you might turn around the coals, it's not the hot pot, people that grill know what it is, move it around, okay, let's go, even to make it cooked better, even if it's fully cooked. Now, therefore, to ameliorate this rabbinic concern, if you shoveled out all the fire, or you had covered the fire of the stove be'efer with ashes, or even these are the thin pieces that fall out of the flax when they beat the flax, which Aisha Amma Gachalim, or let's say the coals became dimmed, Shadehin Kimachusis Be'efa, which is the equivalent of when, like, covering it with ashes, because you didn't care to make it into a real good fire from before Shabbos. Aisha Sikuba Kasha Begavo, even if you heated it up with just straw or stubble, or the Gilei Behemadako, or with the excrement of small animals, Shadeh Inshem Gachalim Bayeris, those types of things, straw and animal dung. There's no coals there that are inflamed, so there's nothing to stoke. Those things are permitted to keep food on it from before Shabbos, even if it's not fully cooked, because he already moved his consciousness from this cooked dish, because there's no way for him to heat it up anymore, or because he did an activity that showed he's not going to, by what we call like the blech, which is putting something on it to show I'm not trying to make it hotter, that's why I'm actually putting something that makes it actually less hot. And therefore, we're not concerned that you come to stoke the flames, and then it would be permitted to do what's called shehiya, to leave it on the fire from before Shabbos. Halacha, when we say this, that it's permitted to keep the pot that was totally cooked on what's called grufo ketuma, which you shoveled out the coals, or you at least covered it over, is bekira, by a range, which the Rambam is going to shortly explain, where you have on one side that there's the opening for shoveling out the ashes. And on the top, you have a place putting two pots. Shehev lemuad, where the heat inside is very little. So that's where we're saying, okay, if it's fully cooked, and you had shoveled out, or you had covered the fire, that would be sufficient to not be concerned for Shem Yechata. Avla taner, but a oven, which is actually narrow on the bottom, and wider on the, it's wider on the top, and narrow on the top, and wider on the bottom, and therefore the heat gets stuck in it more, it's a greater intensity. So there, Alpha Bishop got off, even if you shoveled out the fire, a kisa ve'efer, or you covered it with ashes, or you even just heat up with straw, with stubble, which are flimsy things that there's no coals, still, you cannot keep the food on it from before Shabbos, not on top of it either, and you could even keep a cooked dish near it, if it wasn't fully cooked, even if it's fully cooked, but the more it cooks, the better it gets. Because since the heat is very intense in their ovens, so he's not removing his consciousness from it, because he realizes that, and we're concerned that maybe he will stoke the coals, even with this little that's left, where although it's a fire of straw and stubble and mechuzar, it's covered, and even if you shovel it out, there's still a little bit there, that you still might, because it's so intense that just a little bit doing it might make it enough of a heat, and therefore even if you do all these precautions, it still won't be valid. We're not going to have this halacha of the permissibility of what we call the blech, of grufa ketuma, that we say that was only by a kira, by a range, but by a taner would not be okay. Halacha vav, now b'loma asu lashes b'taner. Now that's the question. Why did they say it's forbidden to do shehiyah, to leave the food in the oven? Even though you had shoveled out, what do you mean, shoveled out all the coals? No, neshagoyd is because when you shovel it out, in a goyv elereve esh va'atzma, you only shovel out most of the fire and its intensity. V'yetsha ligrif kol esh, it's not possible to shovel out all the fire, actually to show nitzzecha until there's not even one spark. Neshehev licham, because its heat is very hot, and therefore, Shem Yechati might come to stoke it, to go ahead and fire up that small little spark that's still remaining there in the oven, and therefore it will not be a valid option to permit to have a food that's not fully cooked, or even fully cooked, but if it still gets better as it's cooked, to have it on a taner at all. Halacha Zayin. Now, HaKoifach, which is somewhere in between, it's a small kira for cooking or for baking, which has room only for one pot, because that it's more intense to heat, because it's in a smaller area than that of a kira. So heavily rav mehevel kira, its heat is more than the heat of a kira, of a range, but mahat mehevel ataner, but since it's not in the same narrowing as the taner, it has less heat than the oven. So lefikach there, it's somewhere in between. Im hisiku begefes, if it was heated with the refuse of the pulp of olive after you squeezed out the oil from it, oy be'etzim, more with wood, so which could make coals, and they're very hot, hadei ketana. So that's like, in that regard, we'll treat the koifach like a oven, and therefore, ve'im mashem b'teichai, b'leag above, you cannot keep any food inside of it or on top of it, v'leisem chaloi, and neither could you even have near it any time, shosh le'boshel katzarka, any dish that wasn't fully cooked, im etzamek v'yavala, or it gets better the more it's cooked, and that's afa bishagot of a kisab eifa, even if you shoveled out or you covered it with ashes, that's not okay. Now, but if you heated it up with the inferior straw or stubble, which are very flimsy, and there's no even coals even at all, so in that regard, then we'll treat it like a range, which when the range is heated up with straw and stubble, then we said, then you can keep stuff on top of it. That doesn't even need the groove for ketumah, because that's inherently like gar for katam, because there's nothing really to even stoke over there. But by tana, which is so intense, then we say that even that is forbidden. And it's also permitted to lean a pot on the side of the kira, which was heated up from before Shabbos, even if you had not shoveled out or covered the coals. Now, so that's regarding near a kira even. Now, in contrast to a tana, you can't even do a smicha, according to the Rambam, near a tana. Now, what's this kira and kibbeh that we're discussing? So, kira is a mokum shvishesh dekdeilis. That's the least of all the three, because it's wide and has room for two pots on top of it. Whereas kibbeh is mokum shvishesh dekdeilis, has room for only one pot, and therefore it's more intense of a heat than that of a kira. Halacha ches, tav shel chai, a raw dish, shle bushel kol, which was not cooked at all. So, that's a one extreme. So, it's actually no concern of shemi chata, because you're not going to eat at night, but the next day it's going to be heated up already. Or it's totally cooked, and the more cooked actually gets worse. It gets dried out or whatever. Then those two types, you're allowed to keep it on top of a fire, no matter what type of oven, range, stove, whatever it is. Because like we said, there's no concern of shemichat over there. So to any dish that was cooked, and it wasn't fully cooked yet, which would be the problematic category, or like we said, if it's fully cooked, my stomach will be awful, the more cooked, the better it is. So those are generally problematic. But if you threw inside of that dish, a raw limb from the animal, close to the time of twilight, right before it gets Shabbos, now the whole thing, you can't eat the dish, he threw in something raw right before Shabbos, it's all like a raw dish, and therefore you can keep it on the fire. And that's even though you didn't shovel out the coals and you didn't cover it, because you already removed your thoughts from, you're not having that tonight at the einig at Friday night, because it's not going to get cooked in that amount of time. You're not going to come to stoke it, because it's not even a chance. And by the time it comes around tomorrow for the jal, it's going to be already cooked, and there's no problem. Halacha tes. Any dish that, as we spoke about in the previous halachas, that you're not allowed to keep it on the fire from before Shabbos, let's say someone violated this halacha, and he did keep the food that, let's say, wasn't totally cooked without a blech from before Shabbos, it was sitting there on the fire, now I'll eat it until after Shabbos, and moreover, you even have to wait the amount of time that it would take to cook, which is to do the malacha of cooking it, so that the guy shouldn't gain anything from halacha that was done on Shabbos, so that he doesn't come to be lenient and do it a different time. Because like, hey, I gained, at least I saved the time that it would take to cook on Matzah Shabbos. Now, v'mishchachah, let's say he forgot it. So, im tav shoshle bushel kol tzarkahu, if it was a dish that was not fully cooked, asad Matzah Shabbos, that's still forbidden until Matzah Shabbos. We don't need to have benefit from the malacha that was done on Shabbos. V'im tav shoshle bushel kol tzarkahu, let's say it was totally cooked. It's just that the more it cooks, the better it gets. So then, mutalach l'miyab b'Shabbos. Then you're allowed to eat it right away on Shabbos because it was by mistake, and you really didn't do any malacha of bishul. It's just a concern that you might be bechata when it gets better as it cooks. So then you're allowed to eat it right away on Shabbos. There's no ma'isa Shabbos, nothing that was prohibited of a malacha on Shabbos. Halacha yud. Kol shemutalach shoyis al gabei esh. Anything that you are allowed to keep over the flame on the fire. Now, when you, however, take it off the fire on Shabbos, the classic, let's say, taking off the chalent, with the Isra Chazar, you're not allowed to put it back to its place. You're never allowed to put it back. Only if it's on the kira, on the range, that's grufa in mechusa, what we call a blech, which is, the blech is the mechusa, covering the fire, or if you had shoveled out, you took away the ability of stoking, doesn't have anything to add the fire, doesn't have any knobs. Or, if it's a kira or a kaifach, shahuska b'kasha b'gava, which was heated with straw and stubble, we said when the straw and stubble, then kaifach shears the category of kira, because it's nothing really to stoke there either. Now, so one is that it has to have a blech to put it back on, but in addition, it has to be, because you can't, that's the isra of putting something on the fire on Shabbos, but in addition, has to be also that you didn't put the pot down on the ground. because even if you have a blech, but if you put it down on the ground, you can't put it back, because then that means to say your first shahiyah, your first that you had permitted to keep it on from before Shabbos, is not here anymore, because you already stopped being that session by putting it on the ground. When you put it back, it's like initially put it, what's called nesin lekechila, initially putting on the kira on Shabbos, which that's forbidden to initially put on a fire on Shabbos. And if I feel like I'm a kira guruva mechusen, even if the stove is shoveled out or covered, still would be forbidden. Moreover, ve'imach zin letaner, you cannot put it back into a oven. But loy lekeifach, and neither a keifach shahusku begefes of eitzim. We said when it's heated up with gefes, which is the pulp from the olive, or with wood, then it's more severe because it has greater heat and coals. So then keifach is like a tanner. And there, afapisha god of a chizah, then even if it was shoveled out or covered, there it's forbidden to put it back at all. Because there the heat is very great, and therefore even putting it back would be forbidden. Now, b'choshein machzirin alav, anything you're not allowed to do chazar, put it back on the fire, in simchal and b'shabbos, neither could you lean it near that that entity, like the tanner, on Shabbos. And I'll put in a spoon, a shovel, into a pot, which definitely, when the dish is not fully cooked, on Shabbos, when it's on the fire, to scoop out food from it on Shabbos. Why? But because when you're scooping out, you're mixing it. And that's from the requirements, meaning, oh, it's an element of cooking. When you mix something, it helps it cook quicker. It's like you're cooking on Shabbos. Now, but you are allowed to put the pot back. When we're saying chazar, to put it back on the fire, you're allowed to take it from one range to another range, and that's still qualified as the same session of the original shahiyah, which you're allowed to do chazara. So mekir shavlamut, even from a range that has a lower heat, lekir shavlamut, but to a range that had a higher heat, but you can't do from a range to insulation, or from what was insulated to a range, because that's considered something very different, and that would be a new thing on Shabbos, which is forbidden. Although you could redo the thing that you had started before Shabbos. Halachid beis. Lo yamali odim kedeira asasius. A person should not fill up a pot with peas, or betumasin, or beans, a chavish alayim, or a barrel of water, and put it into the oven every Shabbos before it gets dark, and to leave it over there. Because these things, and anything that's similar to them, though they weren't yet cooked at all, which we said, totally raw, you're allowed to put in without a blech, you're allowed to put in without anything that's diminishing the heat source. But these things are they're like things, they're not totally raw, they're like things that were like cooked but not fully cooked yet. And the reason is because they don't need to be cooked a lot. They cook very easily. And therefore, his intent is to eat it right away. He'll want to eat it when he comes back from shul Friday night. Keep it in the oven. Now, vim ava v'sha, and if someone did violate and he kept it, asurin ad matzah Shabbos, is forbidden until after Shabbos, v'yam v'kli shi'as, and you have to wait the amount of time that it takes to have it cooked on matzah Shabbos. Lachi Gimel continues with the halacha of gzir shmichata, as it applies to tzli, regarding roast. So, tana shenosan l'toichai basim ebaidyam, regarding an oven, that they had put meat in from before Shabbos, v'shi oise b'Shabbos, and you left it over for Shabbos. So, it depends. In b'sar gedihu, if it's kid goat meat, which is cut up and it's soft and it's very quick to cook, okay, it's about similar types of things, mutter is actually permitted. Why? Why are we not concerned shemichata? Because shemichata begachol, because if you're going to stoke the coals, yischar chabasa, the meat's going to get charred, it's going to get burnt. Shein tzorich el chamimus eish bavad, you only need to have the heat of the fire itself, and if you're going to actually stoke it, it's going to actually ruin it. So we're not concerned about it. Now, then besar eis, but if it's goat meat, the besar shayhu, or our ox meat from a cow, which has to be cooked a lot, then also it's forbidden. Shemichata begachol labasha, because then you might stoke the coals to actually cook it. Now, v'mtach pe'atana betit, however, if you smeared the opening of the oven with clay, then mutter, then it's actually permitted. Why? Because if you're going to come to open up the oven and then to stoke the coals, because it was inside, then the wind's going to come in, and it's going to make the meat hard, and it's going to actually ruin it. The oven's going to cool off, and it's going to ruin the meat. So therefore, we're not concerned. Again, the whole thing is because anytime that you're not concerned, the person's going to stoke it, because either because it's too tender and it's going to get burnt if you do that, or because the cold wind's going to come in because you had sealed it, and now it's going to ruin the meat. So then no one's going to do it, and therefore then there's no concern. Therefore, actually, then you can leave food that's not fully cooked. Halachidalt. So to anything that if the wind, if the air coming in would ruin it, in Gozna Lab, we're not concerned that you're going to open up to stoke the coals that are inside. That we don't make the decree that maybe it's going to uncover it and stoke it. And for this reason, you can put in the bundles of flax into the oven before it gets dark. You've said that if you uncover it, it's going to get ruined, and therefore it's not going to do it, and therefore it's not going to stoke. Halachat ezvav. Nothing gedi shalom l'teicha taner. If you put in, although we said regarding gedi, it's okay because it's very tender, but that's only if it's cut up. If you put a whole goat, a whole kid goat, into the oven, harig b'sar ez, it's like a goat meat, oy kibsar shor, or like the meat of an ox, but also it's going to be forbidden. Because shemei achta b'kechon, because you make stoke the coals, because again, it's whole, it's not going to get as charred. Again, unless you smear the oven, which we said is permitted. Now, however, but you're allowed to lower down the lamb of the Karban Pesach Latanar to an oven imchashecha before it gets dark, and that's didn't smear it, so why is it permitted? It's tender meat. Because the people of the group of the Karban Pesach are very careful, just like the Kahanim and the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore we're not concerned that it's imchata. So therefore it's permitted. Although generally it should be a problem, like we said, of Gedi Shalim, which we said that meaning because it's not tender, it's the whole lamb, like the goat, which is it's a problem shemichate. He would not concern. Halacha design in tzeilin, you cannot roast literally on the fire without a vessel, and that's why this halacha is different than when we spoke about bishul beforehand. You cannot roast basar, because here we're not differentiating between the meat of an ox or and a goat regarding the soft tender meat of a gedi. You can't roast meat at all. Because again, here's directly on the fire. Ubatzel, or beitza, or onion, and egg, algabe ish on the fire. El kadeshi yitzalim b'yidim. Only we get roasted from when it's still before Shabbos. And b'yudu and lachila, that will be at least fit to eat at least. Now, v'im nishud achakin ala ish b'Shabbos. And then, if it's already was able to, it was edible. And then to leave it on the fire on Shabbos, ar yitzal harm until it gets roasted a lot, which is permitted. V'im nishin kim in stomach v'rali, because when you're roasting on the fire itself directly, that's like the more cooks, the worse it's going to be, because shem yachte, if you're going to stoke the coals, yachachais, and it's going to char it, because it's shalguf eishem, it's on the fire itself, unlike when it's in the pot. And he said, because of this reason, manichin mug matachas akim m'chashecha, you can leave the incense beneath the vessels, beneath the garments, before it gets nighttime, because shem yachte b'kachom, if you would stoke the coals, yisagav amugman, that would cause the incense to get burnt, the ashnakim, but that's actually going to smoke, make the vessel smoky, which would ruin it, therefore no one would do that, and therefore that's why it's permitted. You learn anything that we say is forbidden in this topic. So the whole prohibition is not like because it's done on Shabbos, like we said in the beginning of the parak, that's okay, it could be finished up, things could happen on Shabbos. It's a concern because you might come to stoke the coals. Therefore, you cannot put in the wool into the vat unless it was removed from the fire, because you might stoke the coals so that the wool really gets the dye inside of it. But even when you took it off, ishiyeh pia tuach betit. You have to have at least that the opening of it has to be cemented with clay, because shem yogis b'metzach hashecha, you still might come to mix it when it's already Friday night, which would also be a problem. And therefore, A, it has to be off the fire, and B, it also has to be that you seal it, that you're not going to come to mix it off, which is different regarding the dye, that we were concerned that you might want it to really absorb it more, different than that of food, which weren't so stringent. Halachit ches regarding putting the bread in the oven and regarding removing it on Shabbos. So, ein neisen estapas betanim chashecha, you cannot put the bread in the oven to bake before it gets Shabbos. So, to belicha rodo agabe gechom, you cannot put the biscuit on the coals. Elikadeh, only if that it was enough, sheikin mupaneha, that before Shabbos, the surface of the biscuit could get crusty, shehim would devokim batan of aish on the side, which is attached, what they used to slab the dough on the oven walls, or here the biscuit on the fire, as long as that side will be crusted from before Shabbos. Now, then this should ask, and then if you leave it afterwards, I should take my fingers until the baking gets finished, well, muta that's permitted, because shem yachta, because if you would stoke the coals in these cases, yafsavais, it would ruin the bread, it would ruin the biscuit. So we're not concerned. But it has to be that it was at least crusted from before Shabbos. Now, if you put it right before it got dark, and it got dark by then, it'll come up now, and the surface was not yet crusted, which is problematic, because then you might come to stoke it. So in mezeh, it was done deliberately. Asa lechem min admat Shabbos, you're not eat from it until after Shabbos. V'yam b'mechlei Shabbos, you have to wait even the amount of time that it takes to bake after Shabbos. Now, the mishaygi was done by mistake. Mutul lidus memeno, then you'll have to take down from the oven mazon shalosh shudah shel Shabbos, 3 meals worth of bread for Shabbos. And ukshur daidim, when he takes it down, liyidim emir, they shouldn't take it down with the special tool that the bakers use to take off the loaves from the oven walls. Kederach shu eisa b'chol, we do during the weekday. Shouldn't be done in the normal weekday way. El b'sakan, rather take a knife, or something similar like that, and that's how you take it off out of the oven. Lechit Tes contends regarding making a fire, a bonfire, a large fire. So eisa adam edudim ekodob eshayitz, a person can make a fire from whatever he wants to, meaning even from substance that one cannot use to light the Ner Shabbos because they don't light so well, as we'll see in later Perek, where it's not such a clear flame, and he'll forget and he might come to tilt it, but that is permitted for the fire because it's a large fire. We're not concerned that a person might come to tilt it or to try to ignite it. So a person could light a fire from whatever he wants to, bein al gabei karka, with on the ground, bein al gabei menorah, with on the lamp, umadlika meboidoim, and he could light it from before Shabbos. A mishamash l'orein can utilize its light, or he could warm himself up opposite on Shabbos. Now, but you have to have that you lit most of the fire, of the bonfire before Shabbos, until that the flame is already going up by itself from before Shabbos. Now, if most of it was not lit, Shabbos would be forbidden to have benefit on Shabbos, because if you didn't light all of it, it might be still weak. And there's a decree that you might come to stoke it, beyond the Eitim, you're going to move the wood, that the flame goes up, obviously violating the Isra of Havar. Now, and let's say you're lighting just a singular piece of wood, so you have to make sure that you lit the majority of its thickness and the majority of its circumference from before Shabbos, again, for the same reason. When do we say this, that you have to light most of the fire from before Shabbos, is bagvun, is any area out of the Beis HaMikdash. In the temple, in the Beis HaMikdash, they would be able to just grab a hold of the fire on the wood to light it. In the fires that were there in the chamber of the fire, which there was a large fire there in the chamber on the side of the Azara, because they to warm up the Kahanim, because they would walk barefoot on these marble tiles. Im chashecha, right before become Shabbos. And the Echotchen Shemiyachat, we're not concerned that maybe they're going to come to stoke the coals. Shakam's reason, because Kahanim, they're very careful, and we're not concerned by the Kahanim. If, let's say, it was a fire of reeds, oy shalgarinim, or of seeds, air in the Tzarchaladik Rebbe. You don't have to make sure most of it was lit. As long as you started the fire from before Shabbos, mutlah shemesh, but you're allowed to use that fire. Nesha'esh nitlis ben b'meher, because there, those things are very flammable, the fire catches on very quick. In the Tzarchaladik, you don't have to stoke it. But if you bundle together the reeds, so you put the seeds in baskets, oh, that suffocates it. Now it's the same equivalent as like wood. Then you do have to make sure that the flame has already been going up of it before Shabbos, because then you would have the concern. So if you have a fire of tar or shel gofres or of sulfur or shel revav or grease or shel kida or of wax or shel kash or of straw or shel gava or of stubble, which are these thin, dry branches, in the tzorchal the group of kodem Shabbos, you don't have to make sure the majority is lit from before Shabbos. Nishayish madlekas ois meheder, because the fire lights it, ignites it very quickly, and again, you wouldn't have the concern to make a gzeira of shem yichata by those elements.